would like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting that you'd like to share with us on the air, as well as the other listeners who are viewing the site, you can submit it as show prep. So you take the link that you found online, you submit it as show prep, maybe put a little description in there as well, and then it will appear on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and back to your thoughts, but for those of you just tuning in to bring you up to speed, we have been talking about video game violence, violence in the media in general, how, of course, after a tragedy like happened in Connecticut occurs, it's inevitable that some people are going to come out and point fingers at the media, point fingers at video games. And we've got Keith on the line listening in South Carolina. There was a point that you were working on making before we had to go to the news break, Keith, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out. So go ahead.
I mean, I work within the media myself, but I believe that the difference between 10, 20, 30 years ago, when these games were coming out and these movies were coming out, is that parents were more involved. Studies now show that past the 7th or 8th grade, parents are extremely uninvolved. So there's not – a lot of these kids don't have parents around to say, this is not real. This is imaginary. The person – this may look like a real person on the video game, but it's not real. You need to remember that. A lot of these parents are simply allowing video games to be babysitters, and I think if you had more monitoring by parents,
that's
and I'm not
nonsense.
Saying all parents.
I'm sorry to just jump in and disagree with you, but that's total nonsense. I didn't have any monitoring of my parents. My parents didn't even know. I grew up, I'm 34 years old. And sorry, if you start saying talking about games 30 years ago, Pac-Man wasn't exactly shooting things. Neither was Pong, neither was Frogger, neither was the games that came out, actually 30 years ago.
You were shooting robots in Berserk.
Sure, or Missile Command, hey.
There you go.
But, my parents didn't know even, they didn't even know I was, like, for the most part, even whether or not I was playing video games. I was completely unmonitored, and I didn't have the desire to pick up a gun and go kill people.
You didn't need someone to tell you that that wasn't real?
Right.
Sorry,
when I was shooting the demons in Deimos, on Deimos, the moon of Mars, because I was playing Doom, I didn't think, let me go kill some little kids.
Well, you could make the argument that now today games are, better looking than they've ever been, as close to photorealistic as they've ever been. I mean, they look better now, obviously, than
they
did
20 years
ago.
Let me give you a real example of violence. Here's some real example of violence.
Kids
that go hunting.
Just go ask kids, ask them. If you really think that there's any amount of young people out there that actually believes video games are real, what?
Right.
Try asking them.
I used to teach, a lot of them, and I work with a lot of kids, problem and non-problem kids, and they do, there is a line that's skewed there and that's where the mental illness needs to come in. But I remember when, the Rambo came out, a lot of this stuff comes out. These kids' parents. Well, I was telling someone today, as a matter of fact, someone one of the newspapers, weekly newspapers I work with, that my mom would say, "Okay, I don't want my kid playing this game when he's at your house. So either if you allow your send my kid home, okay, so he's not exposed to that. If that parent did not honor that, then my mom said, look, okay, you disrespect me. We had an agreement. You disrespected me. I don't want my kid playing with yours anymore. There would be a stigma because it would get around the neighborhood. And it didn't make a difference whether the kid lived down the street or 10 miles away. What I'm saying is that parents are less involved. And,
what do you propose?
Kids,
I mean, what I hear you is outlining.
Parents, but there are no role models. Kids are using. Kids are not using a lot of these are their role models. Some of these
Keith,
heroes.
What is it that I hear you outlining a bunch of problems that you think are wrong with society and family units and all that today? What are you proposing? What would you like to see change?
What I would like to see change is I would like to see, rather than pointing fingers, I would like to see, you know, educators, business people, people who create these video games, the elected officials. I would like to see a group of people from several different areas come together and discuss what this problem is, because right now all you have is separate people from separate areas pointing fingers saying, no, you created this.
So you're completely ignoring the ESRB?
But I do think they do sensitize, and there have been.
What do you want to see? You want people to sit down and have a meeting? I mean, is that all you want out of this? What are you looking for?
No, not just a meeting, but I want to see a continual. I would like to see a continual dialogue on this. I mean, I remember when Columbine happened, because my sister-in-law was a teacher at that school who happened to have the day off because she had a doctor's appointment, thank God. And the teacher that's subbing for her happened to be one of the teachers killed. So I'm sorry to hear about that, but
I'm just trying to get a concrete idea of what you're looking for. You want a series of meetings? You want an ongoing discussion?
Yes, the ongoing discussion, exactly.
How is that going to solve the problems you've identified?
It's a terrific start.
Keith. If what you're saying is true and that parents don't, you know, spend enough time with their kids, how is a series of discussions going to solve any of that?
Well, because the fact is you've got the parents pointing the fingers at the video game makers. And you've got the video game makers saying, no, you're not spending enough time with your kids. And then you've got the politicians saying, this is about mental health, this is about gun control, let's make a law about this. And it's basically, nobody's coming together. It's a lot of finger pointing, and that is why, for the past 15 or 20 years, every time something like this happens, there's a debate, there's a discussion, and then it falls away until something else happens, and then someone else gets outraged again. I do believe that they do desensitize kids, because now you have kids as young as 10 years old playing these games that are very realistic.
No, they're not. They're not realistic at all. Have you ever fired a weapon?
Well,
have you ever fired a weapon?
No, I've never had.
Then you don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Right.
Well,
and thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Keith.
Who showed me it's a video game in which basically, I mean, it's like a real person, and these kids, people speak to, like you said earlier, see them through their eyes, where the main character.
Oh, so it would be much better if it was like Contra, where it's second person perspective.
Of people, innocent people, because that's what his orders were to do.
Thank you for the call tonight, Keith. Appreciate hearing from
you. All games should be side scrollers.
There are some games where you play, you know, the bad guys, and some games where you play the good guys, and some games where you can play both sides, and there are various different scenarios. And yeah, of course, game companies want to make them realistic looking. They want people to be enveloped in the action and feel, you know, they want people to feel for the characters that they've created.
You know, it's funny that he brought up Rambo, because it brought back a memory, because I've been like, wait, I saw Rambo in elementary school in the theaters, and I wanted to look up to see exactly how old I was. So Rambo First Blood was 1982, and I don't think I saw that one in theaters.
No,
so I would have been four years old, but I definitely saw Rambo First Blood Part 2, which came out in 1985 in theaters, so yep. I was 7 years old. So I saw that and then Rambo 3 when I was 10. So 7 and 10.
So messed up.
And, now I have
it's
a desire to talk like this, you know.
It's all his fault.
This is what I want to do, you know. I learned from...
Yes, but did you play the Rambo video game for the NES, new Nintendo Entertainment System?
Maybe.
It's horrible. It's horrible. 855-450-FREE. You take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts on anything you'd like to discuss are welcome, whether it's violent video games, the media, anything that happens to be on your mind, 855-450-free. Also, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. Once again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We'll talk ladies first to Helen, listening in Ithaca, the WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hey, happy holidays, happy end of the world.
Yeah. It's, we're still here. What's on your mind?
Well, we got less than 3 hours. Okay. Eastern time.
Right.
I wanted to know what you guys think of, I know you're against big government, et cetera, but, you know, there's this big snafu here going on where they're trying to solve the deficit problem, and Barack Obama put Social Security on the table, you know, in negotiations, and a lot of people who worked for him, helped him get reelected, are very upset with this, because even Ronald Reagan in 1984, his famous speech where he's saying, he's like, Social Security is secure, it's safe, it has nothing to do with solving the deficit, it is a separate trust fund, it has, you know, nothing to do with balancing the budget. Ronald Reagan, the Republican, said this. And Barack Obama is put it on the table. It's a
well,
token.
It's not a separate fund. It's money that has already been spent. There's no money that you put in Social Security that's still there.
They borrowed from it, meaning they stole from it, and we have paid into it. So it's
right. That money's gone. They haven't borrowed from it. It's just it's gone.
No, it's solvent for at least the next 40 years.
It's only solvent because people keep paying into it. The money that's paid out right now is being paid in right now. There's nothing that you paid last year that's still there. That's all gone. Everything, every penny they're paying out in Social Security is money they're taking in today.
If everyone below the age of 65 died instantly, there would be no money to pay anyone who was over 65. It would be just poof, gone.
But people have paid into it. It's like an insurance premium.
If that's what you they want you to believe.
Right, that it's just not true. Yes, you've paid into it, but they have spent all that money.
That's what it is, that there are other ways of balancing the budget and solving the deficit problem, such as excess surplus military spending that the Defense Department says they don't need. They don't need the budget that they've been given, so we can make cuts there.
I get what you're saying.
Sure. I think
all
we spent like 100 times whatever, like every other government in the world.
I'm all in favor of cutting the military. In fact, I would advocate you cut it out entirely and allow each individual to decide how to provide for their own defense. I'm not interested in paying for a group of people that goes around the world killing innocent folks.
I'm not interested in privatizing Social Security because Wall Street will just stick money in their pocket.
Yeah, I don't want to privatize it either.
Yeah.
I
eliminate it.
I just want to be free. I just want to let people make decisions for themselves.
Yeah,
privatization is
rational. It's nice to be free. I'd like to go skipping around. I mean, I do. My life is pretty free, and I'm not rich, but I'm free. But we don't want to balance the budget on the backs of, like, disabled people.
No, I totally agree. We should sell off all the military bases around the world and use that to pay off Social Security. Done and done. Yeah.
There you go. That's a good solution. I would support
Harry Brown's solution.
But this really goes to show you, Helen, that you can't trust these politicians. Now you're upset at Barack Obama, who was supposedly...
No, he hasn't disappointed me because he's just the lesser of two evils each time, you know? I never thought he was a saint, you know? Whatever.
Oh, that's good. Some people did. Some people thought he was really going to bring hope and change.
No, not me.
Well, good for you. You're very realistic about that, and I appreciate it. So I think we've come to agreement, right? Get rid of the military... Okay. Use it to pay off Social Security.
Can I give you this number? This is the White House, 202-456-1414.
What do you want me to do with that?
No. Anyone who's listening can call and say, keep your hands off Social Security.
Oh, I don't.
Not be on the table.
Definitely don't agree with that. Don't call that number.
Yeah, I'm not going to call them. I don't think that the government needs to be taking care of people. I don't even think they need to exist. I think that they're the biggest threat to our freedoms that we have out there. And Johnson's suggestion is, let's get rid of the military, sell all the assets the government has, use that to pay off everybody who's expecting Social Security, and then let everybody else at that point take their 13% extra paychecks home.
Sure. Let's stop stealing from people. It's not moral. It's not right.
Playground, sandbox shovel, when you have the global warming, you have tsunamis, you have hurricanes, you have tornadoes, you need, to be orchestrated together to get things done. That's what government
Let's voluntarily do all that stuff.
That's when people do things best, is when they're not being forced to gunpoint.
People can organize themselves on a consensual basis without having some central authority decide, making all their decisions for them. In fact, they organize themselves most efficiently when they're not being done, you know, with some central organizer.
You know, it's like when for example, here's an example, since you're talking about disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes and whatnot, like in the Katrina disaster, when Walmart independently, without any government authority telling them to, decided to send water to the victims of Hurricane Katrina, and FEMA, the central government authority down there, decided to turn them away.
Or how about when FEMA turned away the doctors that wanted to come and help out, but they hadn't filled out all the paperwork and gone through the 8-hour training
class? Or how about the union workers in the most recent disaster in the north, you know, with the storm, when they decided to turn people away in New Jersey because they weren't unionized?
Yeah.
Well, this Katrina, we had that Bozo Brownie, who was a judge of Arabian horses. I love horses. I'm an equestrian, but he had no qualifications to be head of FEMA. And
oh, it's just that one person's fault, right? It's the head's fault.
He was the head of FEMA.
It doesn't matter, Helen. Yeah. You can replace one bureaucrat with another bureaucrat, and the problems still are a result of central planning. The result of coercion. The result of the fact that the agency has no open market competition. They are in control, and whatever they do is the right choice for them. But if it's the wrong choice for you and I, we're screwed because we're forced to pay for it.
Google voluntarism.
Hey, thank you, Helen, for the call. As always, appreciate it hearing from you tonight. You can change out the head of the bureaucracy, and that makes headlines. Oh, well, this guy's been removed, and he's been replaced by a new bureaucrat. But nothing's ultimately changed. It's not like that dude was making, you know, all the decisions on the ground. He wasn't there in the thick of things.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. It's like saying that the military is all of a sudden so different because each general gets changed out every few years. There's still a band of killers.
And meanwhile, we had people like Ray Nagin who were on the ground and making decisions down there, making speeches about how, you know, New Orleans is a chocolate city.
Let's continue here.
And that was what people on the ground were doing, you know, who are central planners and in power and bureaucrats making responsible decisions there.
Right. In the meantime, folks that actually wanted to help were prevented from doing so. And it's despicable. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Richard, listening in Decatur, the WBHP in Alabama. Hey, Richard.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, Helen changed part of what I was thinking about, but going back to the whole desensitization issue, claiming video games are the problem. Look, I'm a southern white male. I've gone hunting. I don't care how many people I've headshotted or sniped on Call of Duty Black Ops, it doesn't make me any more prepared to put a shot down round and actually kill something. Any more than 5 excess stars on a rock band song makes me able to spread XT5.
Hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I know you might have had something else you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 probiotic cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. We'll get you in here tonight. This could be the final episode of Free Talk Live. If the world ends today, and today has already begun over in Europe, it's now a good 3 hours into, or 2.5 hours into tomorrow. So we're still here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. And.
Yep, I think I just felt a tremor.
As long as... as long as... You mean like graboids kind of tremors? As long as the world stays together, we will continue promoting the Free State Project. If you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, you got to move together with other people who think like you do. So head on over to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project. It is still in the beginning phases. We're still in the early mover section. Johnson, even though you moved this year, you're still technically an early mover. Yep. Because until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, we will all be considered early movers. And the idea is to get 20,000 liberty-minded people all to move from all over the world, all over the U.S., to New Hampshire to get active for freedom.
Although I am sad that I thought that I would make it. I know you did the first 1,000 project,
yeah,
right? And I really thought that even though I didn't sign on the first 1,000 project, right, mm-hmm. that I thought that I would really make it by the time before the first 1,000 counter went over the 1,000 so that I would be really actually part of the first 1,000 because mm-hmm. just signing the first 1,000 agreement doesn't actually make you one of the first 1,000
movers. Right, you've got to move.
So I thought I would make it. I didn't make it.
Well, I guess it's a good thing, though, right? Like, you tried to get here as quickly as possible, but yep. more people came before you
I'm
could.
Still within the first 5,000, which was the original number to vote on the state. So
indeed.
You know, I was in the first 5,000 that actually voted, and I'm in the first 5,000 that moved. So
go and get signed up over it. If you love
liberty, that is. If you love the state, love central control, as we were discussing with Helen earlier, if you think you know how best to run people's lives, you don't belong in New Hampshire. But if you do love freedom, then go to freestateproject.org and check it out. In fact, a great way to check it out is to come here physically for the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is happening February 21st through the 24th. In 2013, it's going to be a great time. You've been to a number of these, Johnson, and what's the best part about it for you, the Liberty Forum?
Drinking.
You can always do that with people in this movie.
But yeah, that's true. But it's nice to be in a hotel with a lot of people you don't see, you know, because people will come from all around,
right,
for the Liberty Forum, and it's, you know, it's good to come up and you meet a bunch of people, and it's kind of like Porkfest, but in a hotel.
It's a lot of fun. It's you know, hundreds of liberty-oriented people all in the same hotel together. There's speeches, there's panel discussions, banquet dinners. And it's really affordable, too. Under $200 right now for the early bird price, and that includes the dinners. If you really want to save some bucks, you can go for the $100 ticket, and then you don't get to get in the dinners. But, you know, it's $100 for a weekend-long convention. That's an incredible deal. Plus, you can split the rooms with other people and really sit, really cut costs at this thing. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Great speakers going to be there. Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough, Tom Woods. Those are just some of the early announced speeches. There's going to be more coming up, and I'm sure we'll bring those to you as we know about them. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Oh, yeah, if you care, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout the entire thing. So let's go back to the phones here. Richard is back with us in Decatur. You were pointing something out that I thought was really a great point, Richard. You made the point that shooting a gun in a video game is nothing like shooting one in real life, in the same way that playing the guitar in Rock Hero or Guitar Hero, whatever, is nothing like actually playing a real guitar.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the meat of the argument right there. I mean, yeah, okay, it might improve your eye-hand coordination, but it's nothing like having to handle the weapon, recoil, any of that. You know, and so all these people, yeah, it might make you a little less likely to flinch the more realistic the blood looks, but that still doesn't prepare you for actually causing harm to another living creature. That's my two cents.
I totally
agree. I went hunting once, killed an animal once, and unless I have to for survival, I don't want to do it again. Now, survival is a different element completely. I would do things for survival that I would never do ordinarily.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, and then Helen brought my other thought to the front here. Stop me if I'm wrong, but wasn't this a purpose of our federal government initially to settle disputes between states and deal with taxation from a country-to-country basis, and that's it?
Well, ostensibly, the purpose of government is to protect individual rights, freedom, your property, and that sort of thing. But, of course, we all know that in order for the government to exist, it has to violate your rights and violate your property. But, you know, in theory, there were some real basic functions that the federal government was supposed to perform, and they've certainly gone far beyond that.
Yeah, and that was kind of my irritation with, regardless of what side of the fence you're coming from right now, I had a good friend that I worked with who said, we have no political parties anymore. We have the left and right wing of the big government party.
Spot on, Richard. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Christian. He's listening in West Virginia. To WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Christian.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. You know,
sure,
why I love Free Talk Live? It's one of the few places where you hear common sense, and I appreciate that.
Well, thanks.
And they never let a tragedy go to waste, do they?
Indeed.
It wasn't a day later. You had the left wanting to ban guns. You had the right screaming that this happened because God isn't allowed in school. And then you have unintelligent, uninformed people like a few callers back who want to ban video games.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only sane person in the world anymore. The problem is, it's simple, okay? It's mental illness and a combustible element. Every one of these shootings, you have someone who has a mental illness, who has been pumped full of psychotropic drugs instead of...
Actually, they discovered that the police reports are saying that he was not on any medication.
Really?
Yeah.
He was not. Well, yeah. Obviously he was disturbed. We can at least
agree
with that. The boy obviously needed help, whether it be counseling or what. And the mental illness in this country, it's almost like the family members shun them. It's almost like they're hidden away. You know, no, Tommy's perfectly normal. He's just a little quiet. He's perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the reason, you know, they'll want to say, well, there's so much gun violence in America as opposed to the rest of the world. The reason why is the rest of the world, like Europe, they actually address mental illness. They fund research to help people. They identify people who have mental illness. And it's just, again, it's a political power grab. You have everybody wanting to blame, you know, it's causality, it's video games, it's this, it's that. Well, with that same mentality, let's ban water. People drown. Let's ban cars. Again, and finally, Ian, I mean, what video game did Hitler play? That's basically it. Let's find out what all this guy did, and let's just ban absolutely everything. And basically, it's already illegal, and more importantly, it's immoral to commit murder.
You know what the best argument that I've heard so far on this whole thing is? You know, why weren't there any calls for bans during the Kent State massacre?
Yeah, because the government massacred those people, and that's it's okay when they do it. Good points tonight, Christian. Anything else?
Basically, you want to talk about they want to establish more gun-free zones. Gun-free zones. And, again, where do all these tragedies occur? In schools and hospitals and movie theaters, places where people who want to inflict the most damage and inflict the most carnage and not be stopped, they go to where no law-abiding citizen can stop them. And I just really think that common sense needs to come to the table. I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll continue to listen to Free Talk Live. Thanks.
Glad you're out there, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plena the Elder calling from our hometown, or at least mine. You used to live there, though, Johnson, Sarasota, in Florida, listening to WSRQ. Plena, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Plenty the Elder. Yeah, I'm just kind of chuckling here. I'm pushing 60. I recall when I was younger, how a friend of mine's sister, his mother, they had a big Beatles record burning at the Baptist church here. You know? I mean, nothing changes, you know, and I can't.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Stand by. If you've got more thoughts, I'd love to hang on to you here. So we'll be back with you in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I'm still not sure what his name was. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe that's what we need, Johnson, is another burning. I mean, they're collecting these games in Connecticut. Maybe they need to set them on fire.
That would not be healthy, fumes.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961. So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, you'll find links to Amazon, and those Amazon links will take you to either Amazon US, Canada, or the UK. You click on the right Amazon for you, and you will have the regular Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just you're entering Amazon through our affiliate link, so Amazon remembers that we sent you there, and they'll send us a cut of the sale. It's the same great prices, same experience you're used to. We're just getting a cut. When you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, that's shop.freetalklive.com, and we're going to continue with your calls here. And I totally mispronounced your name last time. Can you pronounce it for me again?
Oh, it was no study your Roman history. I was just saying Pliny the Elder. He was some old sage
Pliny.
Back in the Roman times.
All right. So you were saying something about how you remember back in the day they actually had a record burning of Beatles albums at Baptist Church in town?
The Baptist Church in Sarasota. It was all over. And I can't tell you, I remember one time in college how we broke our turntable because supposedly if you could play your Led Zeppelin record backwards, it would say Kill Mommy and Daddy. I never could figure out how to get the turntable to go in reverse. And lastly, I think, if I was the dictator of the world, I'd ban crap like the Kardashians and the Housewives and whatever in Jersey Shore before I messed with porn and video games, you know?
I heard you,
but
man.
Obviously, people ought to be able to listen to what they want, but...
And they will. Whether they're banned or not, people will continue to listen to and watch what they want. That's the thing that people don't understand. For all of the arguing that they'll do over violent video games, if they ban violent games, they'll just go underground. It's not like you're going to be able to stop people from programming violent video games. And indeed, as tends to happen when the black market...
People will go out and buy them.
Well, they won't. They'll have to get them underground, so they'll be available, through certain channels online, just in the same way that drugs are banned, but everybody can still get those.
I was going to say, how about we ban the DEA and ICE?
Indeed.
That'd be a good idea, but I was just chuckling, how history always repeats itself, so...
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate your call.
All right, and
thank
enjoy
you, sir.
Your show.
Very good. 855-450-FREE. Colin is on the line in Virginia. Colin, how are you listening to the show tonight?
Oh, I'm listening over the radio.
Oh, great. Which station?
I'm listening to the Charleston, West Virginia station.
Oh, okay, great. WVTS. So what's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about violent video games and such earlier, and I am a 17-year-old who happens to enjoy video games, like many 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it quite ridiculous that people, you know, would go out and obviously turn a blind eye and blame something that they know nothing about.
Are you confused when you play video games? Our earlier caller was suggesting that teenagers need to have their parents around to remind them that, in point of fact, Colin, these are not real people that you're shooting in the games, and these are not reality. Have you ever been found yourself confused about that?
No, not exactly. Now, a person who has trouble discerning with things might, but I doubt that. Now, I want to give an example. When I'm not really big into, the great biggest thing, because in my opinion, that's just a bandwagon. Hey, why'd you buy Call of Duty? My friend bought it. Well, and when I play Call of Duty, I see people, you know, hey, that guy got shot. But in real life, I've seen pictures of people. I didn't want to, but people post stuff, and I've seen pictures of actual violence. It's nothing like it's the way it's presented in video games. Have you seen the newest Rambo film? You talked about that earlier. That is one of the most realistic depictions of violence that I've seen so far.
It was pretty grotesque in certain scenes, as I recall. But
it's exaggerated, and I'm not for sure, but it's different. It's a complete different shock and factor.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that point. Anything else you want to share?
Actually, I like you guys a lot. This is the first time I've really listened to you guys, and I heard you guys talking about, you know, those older games and stuff, and I think you guys are pretty cool that, you know, you know about that. I'm big to collect older games and playing them.
Well,
and I feel, as a person who likes to play video games, that I shouldn't be categorized into one view, like, oh, he liked Call of Duty, or he liked Halo.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, games are great and all, but I'm not.
So what game do you like? Give us a game you're playing right now.
I can't believe I'm playing right now. Okay, I apologize for my phone. Screw him. A game I'm playing right now, would be Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. Yeah, I've never even heard of it. Is it an RPG?
Oh, come on, you don't know Dragon Quest.
No, I don't know it.
It's older. It is definitely older.
In America until recently.
Is it an RPG?
It's the biggest thing ever in Japan. But anyways, Dragon Quest is a fantasy RPG, kind of in the role of D&D.
Sure. Good stuff, man. There's plenty of games like that. I was playing an RPG up until recently for the PlayStation 3 called Valkyria Chronicles, although it's more of a strategy RPG and does involve guns. But, you know, there are so many different games out there, so many different types, and it's a huge realm, and I sure hope that these government guys don't do anything to come down on the video game industry. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money in it, which is one of the reasons why they probably will target them at some point, because they're going to want to get a cut of that money. And ultimately, right now, you know, there isn't really a governmental regulatory agency for video games, and I imagine they would want to get some of those billions of dollars.
There is a private one, you know, and it is enforced. The private one, it's actually enforced because they made a law based on the private regulation.
Did they? The idea behind the ESRB was that they wouldn't make a law.
I think that they did, though. Kids are not allowed to sell to certain ages.
All right. Well, thank you, Colin, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I might be wrong. I mean,
really?
I'm pretty sure. I believe Hillary Clinton was behind it, right? I mean, there was a law that was made that they cannot sell to kids under a certain age in these stores legally.
Really? I thought it was store policy. As I understand it, GameStop has a store policy that prevents it. Because I remember being in GameStop and being shocked when they asked to see identification to purchase a video game and inquired further about that, and they did say that it was their store policy. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a law, but it does, you know, that was their answer.
Right.
I'd be curious to find out for sure on that one.
You know, it's funny. As I'm thinking about these games, two of my favorite games are they're some of the least violent games, and one of them is Portal.
That's a puzzle game, correct?
Right. It's basically a puzzle game. It is in the style of a first-person shooter game, and there is a gun in the game, but the gun shoots portals.
It's a gravity gun or something.
It's a grab. Well, It's a combination of a gravity gun and a gun that shoots portals that are like Einstein-Rosen bridges. Mm-hmm. They are allow you, you know, you can put an entrance and an exit and through walls, essentially.
Yeah.
But you not really necessarily through. It's just wherever you put an entrance and exit.
They're like warp portals.
Right, exactly. And so it's very, very interesting because you have to solve these complicated puzzles, move things around, it's essentially you're getting places in the game. It's very interesting. And then the other game that I really enjoy.
I don't think I'd like that game.
Oh, Portal is fantastic.
I've heard it's really good. But
you don't like puzzles? Yeah, I think you would like Portal.
I like things that
I'm telling
boom.
You, Portal is like an excellent game.
I've heard
absolutely
really good things
awesome.
About it. I just like games where things go boom and shoot things.
Well, the other game, and it does have some combat in it, but it's absolutely fantastic, and it's $5 today on Steam. It's unbelievable.
Steam is a video game delivery system.
Yes, video game delivery system. This game is called Mirror's Edge. And essentially, you play this Asian girl who is a parkour expert. It's a world where there's a fascist government that controls the flow of information. And there are a class of people that have become couriers. They're runners. And what they do is, you know, these are all parkour experts that are delivering secret information by hand. Because the internet is monitored and, you know, everybody's watched. And so the game, though, the thing that makes this game interesting is that, you know, it's a parkour game, but they did something where in the game you can actually see your hands as you're moving, but in a very realistic way. So it's like that first-person perspective, mm-hmm. but in a lot of first-person games, it's the hands and the way they show the gun and all that stuff is very weird. In this game, you can look around. You can look down and see your feet. You can look down and see your hands and your body.
Huh.
And what the game did is they found that people had a very strange reaction because the game actually triggers the human sense of proprioception, which is where you feel the sense of proprioception is how you know how you can take your arm and extend it and then touch your nose because you know exactly where your arm is and you know where your body is at all times. Well, apparently this game was designed in such a way that when you're playing the game, it actually triggers that sense in your brain. And so some wow. people are getting sick and like busy playing the game. Not very many, but because they would get that sense. So they, you know,
wow,
and you're running across building tops and look down and suddenly you feel like, ah, I'm going to fall.
Vertigo, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And that game was called what?
Mirror's Edge.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the tip. Johnson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hopefully I'll get to see you again.
Yeah.
Because the world could end sometime between now and our next show. If we are here tomorrow night, then we know the world didn't end. Because 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night is midnight Universal Time Coordinated. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. FreeTalkLive.com. Later.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.